I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Former Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been elected to the Senate 7 times, and he says while it's the honor of a lifetime, 7 is enough. He says he'll leave the Senate when his term ends in 2027.
During my time in the Senate, I've only really answered to 2 constituencies, the Republican Conference and the people of Kentucky.
University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
He was truly a Ronald Reagan Republican. He believed in domestically tax cuts and smaller government. In foreign policy, he believed in opposing Russia in particular.
McConnell stepped down as Republican leader last year, but holds the record for longest serving leader for any party in the Senate at 18 years. He says, to the disappointment of his critics, he's still on the job. The Senate is moving toward a final vote this afternoon on Kash Patel's confirmation as FBI director. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says he's among those voting no.
After meeting with Mr. Patel and reviewing his record, questioning him at the hearing, I'm convinced he's neither the experience, the judgment, nor the temperament to lead the FBI.
No public comment after the meeting between U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg and Ukraine's President Zelensky, which came in the middle of a verbal war between Zelensky and President Trump. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Could be that there's just nothing to report. They haven't been able to come to any constructive agreement. But equally, it could be that General Kellogg is trying to keep his head below the parapet.
The U.S. has had peace talks with Russia this week, and Zelensky says Ukraine was wrongly kept out. Israelis have observed a moment of silence for the return of 4 sets of remains from Hamas earlier today. They're all believed to be members of the same family. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The images of them being abducted from their kibbutz on October 7th have simply stuck with the nation. It symbolizes the agony of the nation. Kfir Bibas was only 9 months old at the time, the youngest Israeli hostage. His brother was 4 years old at the time.
Durham, North Carolina is one of many places that's gotten much more snow than expected this week.
We did not prepare. We didn't expect this. We thought it was just going to be a little bit of, you know, a little dusty.
The snow is believed responsible for a huge pileup, more than 50 vehicles near Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Virginia Beach got 10 inches of snow. Norfolk got a foot. On Wall Street, a poor earnings forecast from Walmart sends stocks sliding. The Dow is down 647 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA after testing positive for a non-approved painkiller. Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo talking for the first time since suffering that calf muscle injury.
I feel a little bit of the discomfort on my calf. I've said this year I want to be smart. One of my goals is to be available for the playoffs. Obviously, we are 30 games away. It's a long time. But at the end of the day, like, my main focus is to take care of my body, be smart.
Both Giannis and Damian Lillard participating in practice yesterday.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
They'll be headlining the Happy Together Tour August 10th on the Grandstand stage at Wisconsin State Fair Park. Listen to win tickets. WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
where sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, summer of 72, I remember it well, for Looking Glass, "Brandy, You're a Fine Girl," and a fine drink with a little 7-Up, but I digress. The Racine County Eye Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, on the docket for March 1st and 2nd, with great things that you can take in for your own good, everything from home remodeling and tips on energy efficiency to sustainable living experts, wellness practitioners, live demonstrations, and yeah, stop by the WRJN booth and visit our live broadcast. It's presented by Racine County Eye. Again, Memorial Hall, March 1st and 2nd, 10 to 4, tickets at the door. And if you want the details, go to racinecountyeye.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. a lot, and we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong, that is Americana right there. What a great song. From the movie Good Morning Vietnam. But then you already knew that. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in minutes on WRJN.
Reflecting the sunlight,
good morning. Da-da. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty gloop gloopy, nibby nabby nibby, la 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 lo lo. Dava sibby sabba, nibby abba nabba, sibby lo lo. Ooby ooby walla.
Up your street with Stuart J. Waddles and this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
WRJN. The Riviera is going out west, and they mean past Wilmot and Lake Geneva. WRJN.
Short and the nights are long. Where they want, and I'm a they twist, and I'll miss. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fly, and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west out on the coast. Where the California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
WRJN. There has been a lot of debate lately about just how they started this song. What is the combination of instruments playing what notes? Does it matter, really? Just enjoy the opening chord to A Hard Day's Night on WRJN.
It's been a
the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and that's about to change. This song was the follow-up hit for a nugget that we had a couple of weeks ago. That nugget was called Dang Me by Roger Miller. This song, along the same lines, by Roger Miller, called Chug-a-Lug. Just a fun song. This hit the top 10 the same time that President Johnson beat Barry Goldwater in the presidential election. Same month that the Vatican dropped Latin as its official liturgy language. The month was November 1964 for Chug-a-Lug. Roger Miller. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug. Make you want how to hidey-ho. Don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine in after class. Me and him and this other fool decided we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so I held myself. First time for everything, my ears still rang. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make him wanna holler, hidey-ho. Tell me, don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered this covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drank our fill. I swallowed it with a smile. Ooh, I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hidey-ho. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin,
I said, let me have a big old sip. I done a double backflip, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. If you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know?
Chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug. I love that song. It's just fun. Roger Miller, never knew what to expect from him. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. We do them twice daily, every Monday through Friday at 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish on WRJN. Tomorrow morning's Nugget is by a man who became, well, let's say, he didn't get his start, but he did play guitar in Roy Orbison's band. That kind of helped launch him into a solo career. That's tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish on WRJN. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Pops on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here's a good reason why they called him the king. Here's the king, WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with a friend I know, I'll fight and say hello.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Mitch McConnell has announced he will not seek an eighth Senate term next year. The Kentucky Republican was the longest-serving Senate leader.